You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What's going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Now, before we dive into the content and we're going to start dropping some value bombs, wanted to ask you to please subscribe to this podcast. If you haven't done that already, it helps me and it helps you stay on top of all the new episodes that we release every single week. Also, if you haven't, please share this podcast with your friends. It's important because if you're on the rise, you want your friends to be on the same page as you are. You don't want them to slow you down, but most importantly, you want to help your circle grow with you. All right, so let's get started.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro will be here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I am here with Seth Elliott. Seth is an intuitive business coach and advisor by day and life healer and medium at night. This is actually going to be super interesting. He's the author of the book, How I Learned to Smile from the Inside, a book that talks about healing and overcoming trauma. Seth has lived through quite a few traumatic events in his lifetime, and he will share with us how he was able to push through and come up on top. This is going to be an episode packed with information, so without further ado, let me introduce you to Seth Elliott. How are you doing, my man?
Hey, good. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm super excited to be here.
Awesome, man. I'm excited as well. So before we dive into the questions, I always ask my guests, can you tell me more about yourself and how you got started?
Sure. That's a big question. Let's see. So yeah, so I'm an intuitive business coach. I am an author, self-help author, and a medium. Throughout my life, I've gone through a lot of trauma, obstacles, challenges, whatever you want to call them. And I always come out smiling. And my inspiration and my vision of the world is to help people smile from the inside, help and inspire them to smile on their own, right? I think from an early age, like about when I was 5 years old, I knew I wanted to like affect the world. And so at that point, I thought maybe I'll be an actor, a lawyer, or a figure skater, because I was in love with figure skating when I was four. So anyway, and then throughout life, you know, with college and just life in general, I became a coach and a yoga teacher, and then had this corporate America jobs for like 20 something years, because my parents instilled upon me, you know, you should always have a plan B, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't until about 6 years ago when I was finishing writing How I Learned to Smile from the Inside that I realized this is my purpose, to help people heal, right, from the inside. And then literally the next day, or as I was writing the book, the world opened up to me from a whole nother perspective in terms of the mediumship and the intuition and just knowing things about people. So, and every day is a new adventure.
That's amazing, man. Super cool. Super cool. Listen, I generally have entrepreneurs on the show and we talk about business, marketing, finance, etc. But today, sure. I feel like we got the best of both worlds, the inner and the outer self. So can you tell me more about your approach to coaching and how you help people?
Yeah. So as an intuitive business coach, I combine all of my years of experience in corporate America. So I've been an HR, you know, executive, I've been an operations executive, I've done all these things in corporate America, right? I also have a coaching degree. So I've been coaching for 15 years, 16 years. And then you combine that with what makes me unique, which is I know things that you don't. Right? Mm-hmm. I know things that you can't see. And I also know, or at least I receive what you need to hear at the moment to encourage you, motivate you, inspire you to do better. Mm-hmm. I have one client who calls me his board of directors because he doesn't have a board of directors, but I'm the chairman, I'm the vice chairman, I'm the secretary, you know, like all these things all in one. So I help people, you know, reframe their past, essentially get over their obstacles, re-engage in their present, recommit to the present, right? And then build a better legacy and future for themselves. That's in a nutshell.
Awesome. What makes me different. Super cool. And I was reading on your website about the smile method. So can you just dive in a bit deeper in what it is and how can, you know, people apply this method to their own life, maybe starting even today if possible?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the book was written for anyone who's lost their smile, right? So, and we've all lost our smile from time to time. So I noticed that when I went through traumas and huge obstacles and loss, I went through a sort of five steps, sort of similar to Dr. Kubler-Ross's five stages of loss or dying. I've changed it into the five stages of healing, right? Mm-hmm. So the S, so it's S-M-I-L-E, that's the acronym, right? Mm-hmm. So S is for shock, because no matter what we think, we can't get around, like, oh my God, this just happened to me, right? Then there's what I call mock-ceptance, which is a word, of course, that I created. My literature teacher would be very upset with me that I created my own word. But so mock-ceptance. So it's that place of denial and acceptance. So it's that place when someone passes away and you have to make all the logistics happen for the funeral or the memorial or whatever. You get shit done, excuse my French. Yeah. And that's kind of this place of like, okay, I know this has happened, but I really need to do with this right now. And I actually think it's the body's way of making sure that you can handle it and making sure that you have time to handle it. You know, it's like the body's defense mechanism. So the I is for in overwhelmdom. And again, another word that I created, but yeah, it's the poignant and significant emotions that we must travel through and must go through. You know, like, I know that people don't want to hear that, but you have to go through the emotions and the sadness and the momentary depression or whatever, and the crying fits to get over whatever you're going through. Then it's learning, right? So I think reflection is the most important part aside from going through the motions. Because we need to learn from what we've gone through. And even with death, we learn like how to appreciate life a little bit more, you know? And I love death. We can talk about death all you want, but like, because that's obviously one of my fields. But then there's the E, right? So E is for embrace, because I don't feel like acceptance is enough anymore. We have to enthusiastically embrace what happened to us. Now, with death, it's a little trickier, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
However, but with a breakup, right? With losing a job, I mean, we not only reflect on what we want different in the future, but then we need to embrace what happened and include it in our life history. And you know, so when we talk about the future, it's not like, it's like pulling it off the shelf and then putting it back on the shelf. So it's not like, oh, it's so heavy and blah, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. And I really feel like everyone goes through these stages. Maybe there's sometimes where you get to a point of reflection and then you're like, oh, you get, you know, something reminds you, and then you go into the sadness again and then you come out again. So it's like, it's a little bit of a combination, but I do believe that those are the five that are generally speaking chronological in order.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that makes total sense. And I'm thinking, when you were talking about this, you know, the acceptance stage, I remember bad things, of course, happen to everyone, like you said. And most times when things happened to me in my life, it was, yes, there was sadness, but there was also a part of me that said, you know, like, why would that happen to me? Because you hear bad things always happening to other people. You're like, oh, poor person here and there, whatever. But then when stuff happens to you, all of a sudden you have that stage where you're like, it's not possible. That's not my life. I'm a good guy. I'm a good girl, whatever you are. Like you feel like that stuff shouldn't be happening to you. And the more you're stuck in that stage, the more you're delaying the process of healing and moving on to bigger and better things in life. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. And you need to go through those feelings. It's so important. I mean, I can't express it enough, but you really need to go through those feelings and emotions. And even though people don't want to, they need to go through them.
100%. And do you find that there is a better way than others, maybe like to go through those feelings, like with support from a coach or family member, someone that is there to make you understand that, you know, what you're feeling is normal? Or can you just do it on your own? Like, how would you suggest people go through them?
You know, everyone, it's so funny because everyone's bereavement process or loss process is completely different, right? So what I always tell people is sometimes you need a friend. Sometimes you need to talk it out. Sometimes you just need them to sit and watch a movie with you, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like, that's one thing to do, right? I always tell people, like, when you're going through that and feeling that, you know, a lot of people become recluse, right?
Yeah.
So be like, okay, this weekend I'm going to like heal, watch Netflix or Amazon or whatever. And then, you know, on Monday you start going out again, or you call a friend, you know? It's so individual. But of course, I think that, you know, some things require therapy, or intuitive coaching of some sort, of course. You know, it's just what is you're drawn to. I mean, I've seen people heal from death in one sitting with me in such a level that 20 years of therapy couldn't do. And I'm not saying therapy isn't needed or necessary. I'm just saying things that I say or feel or receive are way more powerful sometimes.
Okay, makes sense. Now, what are the most common issues that you find people tend to shove aside in their life, but then these issues do come back to haunt them later on in life? I know, for example, a lot of people feel like they just need to push through without even going through those feelings. So like, what are the biggest issues that you can, as an intuitive coach, what are your clients have been fighting with for 20 years, but then they show up to your doorstep and then you help them out? What do you find those issues could be, generally speaking?
Well, from a, I'll answer that two ways, right? There's like the mediumship perspective, and then there's like the coaching perspective, right?
Let's go on, but one and let's do both actually. I'm curious to know both actually.
Okay. So with the intuitive business coaching, I understand and that the relationship with their parents, their childhood is one of the most important things about who they are today, right? Mm. So at some point, inevitably, in every person's coaching, we're going to talk about how they grew up. I don't even need to talk about it because I can feel it through them. But I need to talk. I need to. I think awareness, as everyone, you know, I know it's a big buzzword, but awareness is so key to understanding and reframing what happened to you in the past, right?
Yeah.
Also, romantic relationships, people like love. People play out all sorts of funky things from not getting enough love as a child and or a terrible, bitter relationship. You know, right, the sun is like lovely.
It's coming in. Yeah.
Coming in hot. So that's the intuitive business coaching side, right? Those are the most important things because it affects every interaction you have and every relationship you have is your childhood and then how you've been loved and how you show love, right? Whether you're first child, second child, middle child, first only child, you know, all that stuff really has a place. And so I can say something and bring an awareness to that. And it's like, whoa. And then I can see or feel like their shoulders like get lighter, you know?
Yeah.
Just because we speak about it and it's awareness, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you know better, you do better.
100%.
Right? So from a mediumship perspective, the most fascinating thing is guilt, shame, and love. Again, it's all about the love. I can, like, someone will come to me and I will acknowledge that their mom or dad, who they were sitting with at the time of their death, you know, they went to get a cup of coffee, they went to run a couple errands, whatever, and they passed away, like, while they were on an errand. You'd be surprised how often that happens. And they said all these things at the end, but the person wasn't able to speak or communicate, right? Those two things, you know, that I can understand and tell them, like, I know you said a lot and please know that they heard you. Like, I don't even need to get into specifics that Uncle Sam did this and, you know, Aunt blah, 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 like, I'm so sorry. All I need to say is they heard you. And it's like, whoosh, you know, like all of the amazing and incredible and terrible, like, feelings that they've been harboring, like, release. So, and even that's an awareness and acknowledgement.
This episode is brought to you by Phoenix Planner at phoenixplanner.com. I've been using the Phoenix Planner for 3 months now, and as soon as I started using it, I dropped every other productivity tool I was using. The Phoenix Planner lets me set my 3 to 5 year goal, then it breaks that down into a yearly one. Now, once the big picture is complete, it makes you set 4 quarterly goals, and that's when the real planning starts. Phoenix Planner allows you to schedule weekly, daily, and monthly tasks. It has a monitoring system for tracking your habits, and it works as a journal too. On the daily pages, you can write down your focus and what you're grateful for. Now, remember that gratitude is the key to keeping yourself grounded and in control every day. There are also slots for rating your performance and giving yourself feedback. In a nutshell, the Phoenix Planner is the ultimate planner if you want to take your life and business to the next level. Visit phoenixplanner.com to get 20% off your order. Apply the code PHOENIXDEN at checkout. That is PHOENIXDEN for 20% off your order. And now, let's get back to the episode.
Yes, for sure. 100%. And, you know, I'm all about top performance on the podcast, on my page. And I will do anything within ethical reasons, of course, to get better every single day. Yeah. So if you were to give our listeners a couple of tips that they can bring home today regarding their feelings or emotions in order for them to be better at what they do, whatever that is, sports, movies, business, what would those be? Two.
Ooh, I think awareness is the most important, one of the most important things we can give, the gift we can give to ourselves, you know? Mm-hmm. I believe that, yeah, you must deal with your past. So you have to deal with the demons, you have to deal with how you grew up. You have to not, and when I say deal, I mean manage, think about, consider, reframe it. Because it will change every single relationship that you have in your life now by dealing with what you've dealt with in the past. I also feel like as much as we in business don't really want to deal with things on a personal level, I think that's along the same lines. It's one of the most important things. If something's going on in your life and you're at work and you need to leave or go home, you need to do that. You need to like cry it out. You need to anger it out. You need to deal again, manage with what's going on and not be embarrassed by that. You know, like I need to go and take care of something, you know?
Yeah.
I also think that remembering that everything is temporary, nothing is permanent. I feel like that's so important. That has given me hope in times of like, of complete darkness, you know?
Yes.
So knowing that all is good and all is temporary is, you know, you can change any situation you're in. It just takes time. Trying to think what else. Also, every single reading, like I also do intuitive readings, which is when we focus on, which is apart from the coaching and the mediumship, we talk about the not so distant past, the present, and the not so distant future. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like an intuitive counseling, intuitive coaching. It's one of the most powerful things and gifts you can give to yourself, because we talk about, again, what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. So I'm a firm believer in everyone. I mean, it doesn't need to be me, but find your nearest intuitive counselor or intuitive coach or intuitive and just have a session, you know, because afterwards you'll start to consider a different aspect or a different perception.
So you're just saying that, and I like what you just said right now. You basically had a difference between what you need to hear and what you want to hear. Can you tell me the difference between the two and how one affects your performance or ability to reframe your life other than the other? Like, what's wrong with what you need to hear and what's right with what you want to hear in a way?
Okay, yeah. I can do that by giving examples, right?
Yeah, for sure. So I
have a client. He's the CEO out of Miami. Mm-hmm. And he, at one point, he came to me and said, you know, you said this to me like 3 months ago, and I think you were wrong. And it was the first time that he had said that. And I was like, oh, let's talk about this then. Okay. So let's say it was a client that I told him like, I don't know, be very cautious of working with that person or that client, whatever. And in the end, I don't think it's going to work out. So he knew that, like he mm-hmm. knew that because I said it to him. So he was, and he obviously trusts my information. So he was cautious about it and he played a different card with that guy. And in the end, like it worked out and it worked out well. So when he said that you were wrong, I was like, here, let's think about this, right? Like, I know that there are times that I'm going to be wrong. Like if you have four kids and I say you have five, like then I'm wrong. I get it. But if I'm telling you something that inspires you to do something differently than you would have already done, then isn't that really what you needed to hear? Not necessarily what you wanted to hear. Cause you wanted to hear, oh my God, he's amazing. It's going to be great. You know, you're going to do amazing things. Right. But that's not going to serve him in any way, shape or form. And I believe that whoever I speak to, if it's whatever you believe in, angels, spirit guides, or just energy, right? Mm-hmm. That is what they want you to know. And they want you to be your optimal and best self at all times. So mm-hmm. they're going to give me information that helps people and encourages people and motivates people. Also, like if someone came in, like I had a client yesterday, she came in here and, you know, of course she wanted me to say, oh my God, your life is for daisies and roses and blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, mm-hmm. like the home life is a constant struggle for preservation and self-preservation. And she's like, you know, they're chipping away at her. And it's like, do you want me to tell you really like what you want to hear is everything's fine, but it's not. Yes. What you need to hear is you need to start considering leaving or making different choices, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, you know, if you come to me as a coach or whatever, even as a medium, it's not always easy to hear what I'm going to say to you. But I always, you know, I always do it with levity and like we laugh and we cry and we, you know, it's like emotions go everywhere, but it's all because it's in the delivery, right?
So for sure. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Listen, let's talk about your future plans. So you wrote the book, you're doing all this work, of course. What are you currently working on? What can people expect from you in the near future?
Yeah, it's a good question. 2020 is a big year. You know, I am going to start a YouTube channel because I get to build my following just like everyone else. I am going to, and it's going to be Life and Death with Seth. That's the name of it. Who knew that my name rhymed with death, right? So that's going to be all about healing. It's going to be about my smile method. It's going to be about coaching. It's going to be about death because I love talking about death, every aspect of death. That's going to be fun. That's going to come in the next couple months. I'm building my intuitive business coaching practice. I have opened this new practice as of like June or May of last year. So I'm now accepting new clients. I don't want to get too many, you know?
Yeah.
But I really want that to be one of my focuses. I recently got married. My husband is also a medium, which is makes every day twice the adventure that it was normally.
Yeah.
And so he and I are writing some children's books, and we are starting to do workshops and retreats. So I'm going to start offering some online workshops, not just for intuitive development or mediumship development, but also for this. I have developed like a 13 steps for any leader that wants to be a better leader.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's super exciting stuff, man. Super exciting stuff. That's great. And listen, thank you so much for being on the show, but I know that my listeners all will probably want to read more about these topics, about what you do. So where can people find you online?
Sure. They can go to iamsetheliot.com, one L, one T on that, or sethsantoro.com, or they can look up my book, How I Learned to Smile from the Inside. It's on Amazon for everyone to buy or check out. And on all of my like Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, it's I Am Seth Elliott is the handle for that.
All right. Perfect. Awesome. Seth, thank you so much for being here today. And I can't wait to have this interview live, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much again for having me today.
Thanks again. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
And this is it for today, Game Changers. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to the podcast and you will be the very first person to know when we release new episodes. Also, do not forget to leave a review. It literally takes a minute. It makes my day brighter. And if you send me a screenshot for a limited time on Instagram or by email, you will get a free 15-minute coaching call worth $50. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.